Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Tina Turner's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has turned into a shrine as fans have flocked to lay flowers and light candles after her death was announced yesterday. Tina Turner died in Switzerland at age 83 after a long illness. Social media exploded with tributes at the news of her death, including from music icons including Mick Jagger, Mariah Carey, Lionel Richie and Gloria Gaynor. The tone was unanimous. Tina Turner was simply the best. Between 2,000 and 3,000 people gathered last night in Saint-Brévin in Loire-Atlantique. The march was organised by several left-wing parties and the Association of the Mayors of France to support Yannick Moraes. The municipal councillor resigned after his house was set on fire and he received death threats from the far right. Yannick Moraes himself did not participate in the march. In a speech, he said that all the mayors need support. From next September, all school personnel will receive training in mental health issues and middle and high school students will have a toll-free number they can call if they are struggling. These announcements came from the Minister of Education, Pap Ndiaye, last night, and further measures are expected in the coming months after the publication of a report by the General Inspectorates of Health and Education. In the United States, a large-scale cyber attack has attempted to target communications, manufacturing, utility, transportation, construction, maritime, government, information, technology, and education sectors. The US has warned that the People's Republic of China state-sponsored cyber actor known as Volt Typhoon could also target other countries. And finally, if you live in the Département 1 through 19 or abroad, you have until midnight tonight to complete your tax return online. If you live in France's other département, you still have a bit more time to do so. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.